This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Winter weather not quite done with the Front Range. Drivers urged to slow down along their morning commute due to that overnight snowfall and slick conditions. Cold temperatures causing that snow to stick. And we've seen some very slick roads this morning and a number of accidents. We'll have the latest with another check of traffic and weather in just minutes here on KRDO's Morning News.
Yesterday was a deadly day on Colorado Springs roadways. About 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a person riding a scooter slammed into the back of a car near Academy in Maysland. That person died at the scene. The other motorist wasn't hurt, but the cleanup and subsequent backup continued for hours. That crash happened just hours after a separate fatal incident on I-25 near Fillmore. Police say that a man was trying to cross the southbound lanes on foot when he was hit by an oncoming semi. The southbound lanes were closed for several hours, opening back up just after 2 o'clock.
Once that vehicle came to a stop, officers then began to give orders to that vehicle, to the occupants of that vehicle. At some point in time, at least one round was fired by a Fountain police officer.
That's Colorado Springs Police Lieutenant Jim Soklik. Yes, Springs Police now taking over the investigation into an officer-involved shooting that took place after the Colorado State Patrol and Fountain Police chased a robbery suspect along I-25, ultimately ending at Woodman and I-25 here in the Springs. That suspect taken to a hospital for treatment. That officer placed on administrative leave. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office has identified the suspect in a deadly weekend shooting. Deputies called to the 4800 block of Spokane Way Sunday afternoon. Two teens found with gunshot wounds. One later died of those injuries at an area hospital. 18-year-old Carmen Long currently being held on first-degree murder charges. Sylvie Nash Moma, the owner of the Colorado Springs Day Spa, allowed to give COVID-19 vaccinations before having their vaccine supply confiscated, says that she is cooperating with state investigators.
We sincerely wish out to everyone that has been directly impacted and indirectly impacted by this event. We are working with the state and every agent involved to make sure that we rectify all the allegations and concerns that have been raised.
Meanwhile, patient Kim Ahrenstam was vaccinated at Dr. Moma's the same day the state shut it down. She recalls some of the same concerns County Health Department investigators reported to the state on April 9th, ultimately leading to the suspension of vaccine administration and 4,000 individuals needing to be revaccinated.
There's no social distancing inside. It really felt like being cattle in a chute moved down the hallway.
The state removed the clinic from their COVID vaccination program earlier this month, claiming that the clinic did not provide the right temperature storage documentation in addition to other violations. Pueblo County is creating its own COVID-19 dial to help illustrate restrictions on community activities. The county's Board of Health approved an order creating the dial yesterday. The county is currently in level yellow on the local dial, allowing most businesses to operate at 50% capacity of their maximum. The dial is expected to be in place through mid-May.
KRDO News Time is 8:04. El Paso County lowering its requirement for 30 openings in its highway department because those slots have been extremely difficult to fill. The county will no longer require a high school diploma for applicants, nor require them to pay $2,000 to train at a truck driving school to get a commercial driver's license. Kevin Mastin, Deputy Public Works Director, said that the county will now provide training toward a CDL for applicants who are hired.
We had to do a pretty significant self-evaluation of our hiring process and the requirements that we had for people applying to El Paso County. After we looked at those requirements, we feel that it's going to be much more economical for us to provide the training in-house.
Now, the county has hired 6 people in its highway department since we first reported this story 2 months ago, but that's been offset by retirements and promotions within the department.
The way you get Amber Alerts will soon be changing. Now, investigators will be able to get more information to the public faster. The state's wireless emergency alert system, which sends the notifications, is increasing how much information Coloradans will receive. It will now include a link to view photos of a missing child, potential suspects, or their vehicles, and a detailed report that could help find them. Coordinator Jillian Ganley admits that the system had been severely limited until now.
That's probably one of our biggest challenges, is that we just can't possibly get as much information out as we would like to in a timely manner.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is now hopeful the changes will boost responses from the public.
All right, after a cold start to the morning, a little bit of sunshine out there starting to help out the roads a bit, but it's going to take some time for the side roads and the secondary roads to get clear completely. And temperatures are only making it into the upper 30s and lower 40s today across the region, so it is going to be a chilly day across southeastern Colorado. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy
Get
Stein.
News, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.